Yes, welcome once again to another package, another arrangement of Football Republic, FPL, Fantasy Premier League. And we're on the inside studio to give you all the latest stats that happen for March week 16. My name is Atimi, and the guy with you with me, as always, the one and only LJ himself,
yes,
the expert
so.
Of FPL. LJ Moku Shepherd entered the match as a standout performer. And make I first start, make I attack you first. I talk
attack
and
me,
say,
attack me, I'll take it, I'll take
Conor
it. Attack me.
Galaga.
Attack me, attack me.
Conor Galaga, that guy. Even I won't come out time, they're very careful and they give us points.
Yeah, he give points. Kudos to the managers, we still get them by this time of the season after the previous game weeks. We never to perform well. Man. I don't expect him. I doubt him last week, but they will say, I'd bury my head in shame. Okay. But good week for him. One of the person surprised me very, very well on James Maddison. I don't expect from him because yesterday one came very bad form, but on point, one go, two assists. Mm. Best way if you ask for your midfielder.
And talking about another player, we shine. You guys talk about Aaron Ramsdale. People know they talk, say maybe if Arsenal go pick their new captain, maybe if he there among the people, then where they go reason to become captain. And that one fee even ginger more points from Ram.
True, sure, but for the captain, but I know to say they go look him to be captain. Not just newcomer for the team. Instead, he's just trying to settle in for the team. We get old comers to the like I said, they even do that one day for in final year of in contract. But we, I know things say, but Ramsdale, kudos to Ramsdale.
Since they make saves.
They make saves according to the, and he keep clean sheet against Southampton.
But if you get Ramsdale, if you get Martinez, who you go pick at, as in for your start?
Right now, the two of them look like, but for a cheaper option, Ramsdale I will go for because Ramsdale is cheaper than Martinez.
And another player, we get another standout performer, Youri Tielemans. He scored one of the penalties for Leicester win. Like we talked, Conor Gallagher too, another fantastic player. Gabriel for Arsenal.
He scored a goal and then keep clean sheet. 11 points, massive. 5.2 defender, man, that's very, very massive. And for people who get Cancelo, because Cancelo already serving match suspension. So hopefully he'll come back for the weekend games.
So maybe they pick him or maybe they pick Cancelo.
Now, personally, if you're looking, but for 5.2, if you want a Arsenal defender, I think the best bet now to go for Ben White because he'll give you clean sheet at 4.5.
Because Ben White will always start and he'll always cheaper. Thank you very much for that one, LG. And then moving on to the next RNG, we talk about players and we'll go there available for March week 18. Moku start with Kelechi Iheanacho last match. You know, even the bench at all.
Passing
Daka, Naim be star performer. Evans, that match too. Evans gets usual.
He can't pull hamstring. They can't carry and come out for the game. Yeah. So, you know, if you complete the game. We friendly, they can't go talking for defense. Mm. Hopefully, he can come back soon. But we know they expect him to come many times. And so, if you be manager, we get him for your team not to move him out.
And then talking about Richarlison, apart from wound yourself, you don't fight with him, coach. When they come out in the para.
The coach guys tell press, say, in the assessor, saying, don't tell him before saying, just 5 minutes, you give him for second half. But Richarlison always won't play football. Yeah. Like, the guy to like ball. Now, Brazilian, he to like ball. He won't play every time. And watching the out now.
Who will go beg now for Patrick Bamford? Last season, I'm the star man for Leeds, always delivering the goals. But this time, I don't know. He play one, he get injury. He play another one, he get injury. What did it happen?
In stop start season, man, I don't know if you understand. He start the last game and he score before he can't get injury for training again. Now, done the out. We don't even know when he will come back.
That's
hopefully,
that's
he will
the
feel,
problem.
He go feel knock off the injury and then come back playing. Because I need buffer for my team. Now, chief striker, we see, you see, he always drops some kind of things. But they hopefully didn't come back quick, too.
Hopefully, Bamford will come back. And then moving on to the next RNG teams with the best holiday fixtures, like we talked last week.
The ho-ho-ho fixtures.
We'll not talk, say, this period between now and January will be very tough for some of these teams. But Moku just sharply check some of the teams. West Ham United, then get Norwich, then get Southampton, then get Watford. Easy games for them, if you ask me.
Yeah, easy games with the kind of form of West Ham, games where we expect them to win. And then some of the players we're going to bring in for their team now. Maybe now time to look at Antonio. He don't they go drought now. Maybe for these next four games, if you just, you know, quickly rush one or two based on Antonio teams.
I know, say Tottenham, they are at least out of these, they are four games, then get easy games. So to say, but Liverpool not go easy for them.
Yeah, Liverpool not go easy for them at all. Hopefully, Antonio Conte go fit try one muscle, 1 point come off for the game. Now they go try to be there because I'm not sure if he beats Liverpool team. So now draw last, we'll collect 1 point for the team. But players like Son Heung-min, I know they think of Harry Kane right now. Mm. So, but Son Heung-min, a cheaper option and a midfielder, so he can give you points against Crystal Palace, Southampton, and Watford moving forward.
And then talking about Aston Villa, Oli Watkins scored goal the last time.
Yeah, scored two assists.
And then they can't get easy game against Chelsea. Maybe if he had small boards. Gerrard, another fantastic coach.
Yeah, do it with Gerrard to set up that team, man. Mm. Like, say,
would, it makes sense. Gerrard, you go pick some of their players.
I like how they do. And the first thing, they concede too much. Yeah. Then this thing. Against Liverpool. Liverpool just need only penalties if you beat them. So then they defend well. Now, time to look into their defenders. Somewhere like Matty Cash or Matt Target.
Just what about Konsa? Yeah. Remember Konsa too?
Konsa score, but then if you need attacking returns from your defender, either Target or Cash. Now you're going to look forward to. And their fixture is sweet. Especially against Leeds United. I'm going to look forward to what they're going to do for that game.
How about Tyrone Mings? For Aston Villa too.
Tyrone Mings is not a good choice, but in they hardly deliver. Now the team. So if the team, if they don't keep clean sheets, Tyrone Mings is the best way you're going to need to get for your team.
Yeah. And for Manchester City, definitely Foden.
Every game looks like a win for Man City these days. No, every game.
Everybody is scoring.
Every game looks like.
Kevin De Bruyne, like, they don't come back with force and everything. And you look at run of games, Newcastle, Leicester, Brentford, Arsenal. I don't see anybody way good.
And truthfully, I don't see anybody beating City for any of these games. But if you want to bring any City player in, Phil Foden, a person you supposed to need to bring in. If you don't get cancelled before you're sleeping on a bicycle, just know that. Kevin De Bruyne, I don't come into form again.
We don't know what to do.
But not just in price, not going to scare people. But looking forward after the festive period, January, when Salah will go Nations Cup, maybe we'll go feed a look about swapping De Bruyne for Salah.
So for Salah, right?
Yeah.
So in between Salah and De Bruyne, one of them will go come from your team.
Yeah, so just bring one of them into.
But still talking about Bruno Fernandes. More just sharply talk about Bruno Fernandes. What do you think about him? Remove him or still let him in?
If you never remove him, you try. You get faith. I swear, your faith will move mountains. Because... if you never move assists after the hat trick run, he did one or two assists, he missed penalty. Since after the Villa game, if you see keeper for your team,
you're on the long term.
Because the truth is this, the penalties now don't come off for your hand.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it's Ronaldo they play him now. So except you do assist or you score a goal, which never happened in recent time. And then the new manager is treated shuffle the system. You never know what they happen. It better if you won't get any points. Man United players, just go for Ronaldo because now he look like he's a good score.
The expert don't talk. LJ don't say just if you never come up Bruno Fernandes come out time. The likes of Kevin De Bruyne the likes of even Salah himself still makes sense. Moku Shapley move on to a player differentials. The guys then will be say we no expect, but they make the points.
We never experience.
We never experience it, man. But they are delivering, man. Make I start with Demarai Gray. Benitez bring him back based on say okay, he believes that the guy go fit score goal. And the guy, like it or not, they score goal. He got scream away and score against, was it Arsenal? Yeah. Really bring him to limelight. He get on betting sites why he been did that. And he say the next person to score now Demarai Gray. And truly, bam, the guy score. But talking about Demarai Gray, 5.6 million. Good value for money.
Very, very, very good value for money. Bless everything attacking wise, really happen well for Everton through him. And you go see him against the game against Crystal Palace over the weekend. You know, to perform for the game, he's saying then lose the game, and you know, even get better, sharp attacking. This thing, although he didn't get some chance where they're supposed to square for him, easy chance, but they no do him. But Demarai Gray is a very good person to get for your league if for your team if you don't get him.
And so, against Leicester City.
And against Leicester now expansive football. Both of them go play, so space is good there. And you get point to prove to Leicester. Say,
Nasemi,
I'm back again.
How about Jarrod Bowen? We've been talking about him too last time. Say more or less not team player, but hey, you never can tell when you go rise up. Norwich, another beatable team. Whipping boys.
Yeah, they used to be whipping boys, but right now
everybody they beat them.
But right now they're not strong.
Everybody beat
you guys need penalty for Ronaldo to be win. Yeah, 2-0. But then Jarrod Bowen, a person will give you hard work, will give you effort, and if chances there, we know say for sure he go convert them. So for Antonio to come back to form, we expect people like Jarrod Bowen to drop the passes and make sure say chances go they created.
So at least he'll get help goal.
That's all.
Okay, one more player for that differential. Talking about James Maddison. We just talk about him too.
Not so premium midfielder, but then Ingo deliver well. Now, best way, now one of the players where I try shuffle my team to bring him in for the last game, now just indecision, I make me leave Jota for that particular game week because I don't already swap the two of them. I won't get 4 points, minus 4 points hit. I don't swap them, but call me say, do I want to have that minus 5? I might just leave him. Now it's make me leave him. And then he show me, say, you won't make up your mind with 16 points.
You regret it. Ah, you will regret it.
I regret that.
Okay, moving on to the next RNG and game week 18 captain picks. Last week we talked about Ronaldo, penalty, Naomi, you score. You say, we'll drop Salah. Say Salah Fino score goal, but he score penalty.
He score penalty, but at the end of the day, Ronaldo get the 3 bonus points, making them 9 points, and Salah just get at least, I think, 6-7 points. Yeah, 7 points for the game week. So it's
still balanced.
Ronaldo still come up on top, even though better players were there to captain.
Exactly. So this week now, what is going to be your picks for captain?
My pick for captain, I never know the whole COVID situation for Man United. If they're going to see their game against Brighton this weekend, go ahead or not for Old Trafford. And whenever we need to watch and see if that will go happen.
Their game against Brentford and cancel them.
Yeah, so they cancel them. So the next game, now Brighton, they play. So I don't know if that will go happen. So right now, my crystal ball still they go. If you get Salah for your team, just captain
just
Salah.
Captain Salah.
Now the simple rule be that if you get Salah for your team, captain, because if you go FOMO and you miss out on him,
well, I'll be like Kokoshu. Talking about the next, RNG will get four now. Now, who go fit win our jersey and also win 3,000 naira airtime? Remember, if he predict and win for this one, who go be the 3 players with the highest points this game week 18? Just put them for the comment section for inside this our channel so that we go see who the winners are. Who fit predict? Who fit get those points? You know them for by heart, or maybe you know them by what they don't play. Just tell us. Make a sharply ask LJ again one more time. Oh yeah, now who go fit be? Who go fit be?
My mind they go for goalkeeper Ederson. I didn't see Ederson. They play Newcastle this midweek.
But you know we make saves now. Newcastle no go threaten them too much.
And 9 be the point. The thing is, Ederson is predict saying go give assist for that game. My crystal ball they tell me say, if you just take the ball, slam him, person go meet him and score and assist. Yes, I target assist.
Wait, how many points they give goalkeepers for assist?
5 points.
Wow, that's huge, man.
So if you get 5 points plus clean sheets, 6 points.
So that's why you
give him 2 or 3 saves. You just need to give the assist. Then you go to contend that for bonus points. which is one of the things we are the least look out
for. Now, for reason, I'm sure Ederson, he talk about Ederson. So maybe, just maybe, Ederson will be the man we go give you points. Just reason I'm according to LJ. You remember, I'm the expert here. Okay, so my people now here, we will end the matter. LJ, thank you so much for coming again to Football Republic FPL and also to our fans and our watchers and listeners too. I remember, so if you subscribe to our channel, like Football Republic NG, Republic with a K, name the channel for YouTube, and also remember for Spotify and all that platforms for your podcast if you get this recording. And remember, so yes, we'll still come your way next week to give now all the Centerland news about FPL. Till then, I yard again next time. My name Gotanda Simi, the pigeon commentator of the Federal Republic, signing out. Now, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Gary.